What's up? Good morning, guys. This is your host, Jaisha, and I'm back with another episode. Y'all, this episode is not going to be long. It's really just, and I honestly, it could be an opinion, but this is something that I've observed. And I've had this in mind for like 2 years now, where I wanted to make a YouTube video about this, and it's been in my podcast notes for, like I said, about 2 years. And it's going to be short. I'm just going to get this off my chest. And yeah, so yeah. And today is the 27th. I hope you guys participated in No Negativity November, because I can truly say, now that I've looked at the date, I literally went through the whole month of November without letting really anything bother me. And anything that did, I allowed myself to feel those emotions and I kept going. Like, I really can't say that I had a bad day this month. I can't say that I had a hard day this month. Like, and I love that for me. And I hope that you guys participated. And if so, I love that for you. I love that for y'all. I'm on the way to work right now, y'all. This seems to be the only time that I can squeeze in time to do a podcast. So at this point, we about to start calling them the Car Chronicles. It's currently 5:28. And like I said, y'all, this episode is not going to be long. I just want to get this off my chest. And what I need for my ladies, I'm sure most of my viewers are women anyways because of the type of podcast that I have. And yeah, I just want to tell y'all ladies that I need us to be more like men. And we need to be selfish. One thing that I've learned about men is men are selfish. They are going to do whatever makes them happy. Whether they're in a relationship, whether they have a family, whether they're married, whether they're single, whatever it is, a man is going to do what makes him happy. He's going to move how he wants to move. He's going to do what makes him happy. I've heard, like, and that's just what I've learned from observing men, from being in relationships with men, from having male friends. A man is going to do what makes him happy. If a man is not happy in a relationship, I'm not going to say they're going to leave, because these some dogs. But anyways, most of the time, a man will leave a relationship because he's not happy. In a past relationship of mine, I always heard, I'm not happy. Why should I stay in here because I'm not happy? And it's like, bro, we've put all this into this, and now all of a sudden you're not happy because what? I don't know. You didn't get what you wanted to eat, so now you're not happy and you want to leave the relationship. Like, men will do what makes them happy. I'm telling y'all, if a man is not happy somewhere, he gonna go find that happiness elsewhere. And I need us women to start doing that. I need us women to stop settling because of time, stop settling because of history, stop settling because of memories, and go do what make you happy. Like, and that go for everything, even mothers. Like, myself being a mother, when you become a mother, if you really one of them ones, that's like your life. Like, your life just becomes about your child or your kids or whatever. And it's like, I'm getting to the point now where I'm starting to pour back into me and making myself happy, and that's also making me a better mother. I have more patience with my child now. I have, you know, more love to give my child. And this is, as she's growing, she's just, oh gosh, I just love it. But like, literally, I just need us women to be more selfish about our happiness. And that's one thing that we can really take from men. Like I said, a man is going to do whatever makes him happy. Like, and I need us women to follow suit and do the same thing. Do what make you happy, but you know, don't hurt nobody in the process. Like, don't be dogging people out because they make you happy. But you know, move with love, move with good intentions, and do what make you happy. If you got a dream, go chase it. If you got somewhere you want to be, go be there. Like, go do literally what you want to do. Don't let nobody's opinions, nobody's thoughts, nobody's feelings, nobody's actions deter you or stop you from being happy. We all deserve to be happy. Life is literally hard enough. We don't need no extra add-ons. We don't need no extra stress. And I just really want my women to stop settling. I really do. And it's not easy. It's not an easy task. A lot of times we settle for things because, like I said before, because of time, because of history, or potential. Don't settle for potential, please. Please, don't settle for potential. And then, oh, y'all, speaking of potential, I seen this post on Facebook, and it was like, the potential that you see in other people is how you would react in that situation. And that is so true. Don't expect you from others, because nobody is like you. You are literally you. You're one of a kind. Nobody thinks like you. Nobody feels like you. Nobody moves like you. So don't expect you from other people. And that's what causes a lot of us to get hurt. I can say that happens with me. I see the potential in a person. I see what they can be. I see what we can be. I see what we can do. And I attach to that and I hold on very tightly. But I'm working on that. And I think that's going to be my next episode. We're going to talk about detachment, y'all. I am working on healthy detachment because, yeah. And it's crazy because I used to actually, now that I think about it, I'm sitting here. I used to be really good at detaching from I'm lying. I don't know. I had certain aspects where I was good at detaching. I think my problem is when I get into a relationship, I really hold on really, really, really tight. Like when I say I'm with you forever, I be meaning that, and people don't be meaning that. But anyways, that's beyond me. Like I said, this is to tell my ladies, be selfish. Be selfish about you. Be selfish about your time. Be selfish about your money. Be selfish about anything that's attached to you. Be selfish about it. Like, be selfish. Don't let nobody play with you. Don't. Because people be out here playing. They be playing. And they love to play on your mental. Don't let nobody play on your mental. That's the biggest thing, bro. If you feel something or you know something, don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Because people will really play with you. Like, they will really play in your face and try to make you feel like you're the crazy one. No. Don't be going for none of that. Be selfish about your time. I'm so serious. Like, and that's something I'm working on as well. Like, it's hard for me to say no. It's hard for me to say no. People ask me, oh, can you buy me this? Like, it's like this girl at work be asking me to buy her snacks. And it'd be hard for me to say no. And then I have this other lady that I talk to, and she'd be telling me, like, you gotta start telling her no. Like, you got your own baby to take care of. And it's just, I don't know. It's just hard for me to say no, y'all. I'm working on it, though. I really am. Because I need to be the best me for my daughter so she can have a great role model to look up to. Because if you've been following my podcast, and you know that me, myself, I don't feel like I had the best role model to look at. I had a model of what I did not want to be. So, yeah, I took that and I ran with it. I even had a conversation with my uncle. Like, y'all, that's when I was telling y'all, like, oof, men, when I say I'm like, I don't know, the Little Rascals where they had the He-Man woman haters. I'm a She-Man man hater. I'm so anti-man, y'all. I hate, I ain't gonna say I hate them, but I really do not like men. Like, I don't. They do something to me. I don't know. They selfish. And that's how I need us to be. I need us to be selfish. I'm really weak, y'all, and I'm gonna post this episode. Like, I really am. I'm just up here rambling on my way to work, and y'all is on a ride with me, and we're gonna talk about how selfish men are. A man, like, for real though, you could be with a man for years. I was with this man for almost 3 years, and I used to always hear, I'm not happy, I don't want to be in here, or basically that man was just living his best life, doing whatever the freak he wanted to do, and I was sitting at home trying to be a housewife and a mother. And no, not saying that I should have been out, you know, in the streets or nothing, because that's not even me, but I should have did what made me happy. I should have chose me. And that's not to bash him, because, you know, hey, it's life. And like I said, these men be selfish. They're gonna do what they want to do. So I need us women to follow suit and do the same. I really just want, like, I see that all the time, especially with young girls, man. Like, these men be messing with their heads so bad. Messing with them so bad. The manipulation, the cheating, the abuse. I really hate that toxic relationships have become so normalized. Like, it's okay for a nigga to beat your ass. Oh, we be fighting. Oh, that's not cute. It's not. I hate stuff like that, because people really be out here losing their lives to stuff like that. And then when it be kids involved, kids be losing their lives to stuff that don't even got nothing to do with them. I don't like that. Don't be fighting in a relationship. It's not that deep. Go where some peace at. Because that's not peaceful. And if it's not peaceful, I don't want it, and y'all shouldn't want it. We only want peace, love, and good vibes around here. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Do whatever make you happy. be selfish about you, be selfish about your time, be selfish about your money. I feel like I'm repeating myself at this point. So I'm just gonna wrap this up, y'all. I said it wasn't gonna be long. It's a little long. It's a little tinsky. So if y'all stay this far, I appreciate you, and I hope that you can learn to be selfish. I really don't have no tips on being selfish. Just be selfish. Like, be about you. At the end of the day, this is your life. You are the main character of your life. Everybody else that's around you, and they're not the main character. You the main character. So you gotta do what makes you happy and what's gonna make your show pop. At the end of the day, look at your life like it's a show, baby. It's a show, baby. It's a show. You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to make you happy. But like I said, don't hurt nobody in the process. Don't do it with good intentions. Everything you do with good intentions. When you move with good intentions, good will come back to you. Everything you put out is gonna come back to you. So when I'm saying be selfish, it's not in a doggish way. It's not in a manipulative way. It's not in a toxic way. I'm telling you to be selfish. Don't play about you, because, and you know what I'm saying? You gotta stand on business when it comes to you. You gotta stand on business when it comes to you. Don't let nobody play with you. And if you play with you, everybody gonna play with you. So you can't play with you. Don't play about you, and don't let nobody else play with you. That's what I mean when I say be selfish. Like, I'm not trying to say it in a negative way. Like I said, stand on business when it comes to you. Don't let nobody play with you. Only you got your back. So, yo, be selfish. Be about you. Protect yourself. Protect your heart. Do all of that. That's gonna wrap up this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please go follow me on Instagram. And leave a rating, leave some comments, participate in the poll, and I'll see you guys next week.